Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you who had the day off yesterday, we did have our show live for most of the show. So I am going to probably reiterate some of the headlines, but we definitely have some new headlines. There's been much, I guess, government flexibility, shall we say, or laxity in terms of their transparency with COVID data. And we're being told that the CDC has chosen to withhold COVID data because they thought we would misinterpret it. It doesn't fit the narrative. And for barely it's been admittedly done. So we're going to talk about that and why that was a big no-no. Another thing that is kind of interesting is apparently COVID not only affects your sex drive, not only can affect your testosterone, but I have seen it shrink testicles. Now, there has been some anecdotal evidence of people saying, look, my testicles are different, but in hamsters, I saw a testicle in this one study shrink to a third the size. I've never seen a hamster testicle shrink. Not that I'm really into, you know, the size of hamster testicles, but this could impact fertility and also kind of spurn some of the theory that was this a virus designed for population control. I don't really like to fuel those sort of speculations or conspiracy theories, but apparently this virus really has a predilection for the testicles. Why? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how Parkinson's disease scares a lot of people, but those who seem to have less risk, those lucky enough to possibly have lower risk of Parkinson's, aren't really that lucky because apparently people who have had a heart attack seem to be less likely to get Parkinson's. So we'll talk about how that could be. Because usually, you're at risk for a heart attack. You got the worst thing out there. Why would you even have any sort of advantage? And, of course, we'll talk about ivermectin. One study out of Malaysia said, nah, didn't work, yet we have another university that's like, no, we're moving forward and we're going to be studying ivermectin, which I'm kind of excited about because I really think it helps some and doesn't help others. So I'd like to find out who it does help. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But first and foremost, it looks like war has begun. And I did not want to see a war, especially in the state of the way the world is right now. But we all knew it was coming. We knew that forces were going to, if anybody was going to take advantage of the distraction COVID caused, unless if maybe COVID, unless maybe that was the whole plan all along. I mean, and again, I don't like to, you know, fuel conspiracy theories, but, you know, we knew this was coming. Sadly, Putin has gotten permission from his parliament to use forces outside of Russia. Meaning that basically, even though we've been told he's given the order, he's de-escalated, he said he's interested in diplomacy, we've all known that was a farce. We knew that he had his mindset. He does not want any more NATO expansion. He wants to regain lost territory from the Soviet Union and more. So we knew this was going to come. And it's sad. It's really, really sad. Because you also wonder if then, you know, China's Xi Jinping is going to take advantage. In fact, we're being told that in Libya is concerned that their prime minister overthrow could set off a war in chaos in Libya and then the surrounding Mediterranean, Middle East, Africa. So there's these little things brewing. Taiwan is obviously a concern for many of us. Just, you know, if that's something that, if that's a country China's going to consume as Russia moves forward with their expansionism. So it just, as I've said this before, and I didn't want to be a pessimist. I didn't want to, you know, be a dramatist. I, my opinion was this had the brewings of a possible World War III if we don't manage this well. And I'm not really sure what America would do, especially under the Biden administration. If people say, well, you know what, Russia's probably just going to take Ukraine, that's going to be it. There's a domino effect. So U.S. President, obviously, Joe Biden is going to address America at about 1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. We'll, you know, keep you posted on that. Apparently, Russia's parliament has approved Vladimir Putin to go ahead and use military force outside of Russia, which means he is getting permission from somebody. This isn't, right, for those of you worried that he was being a dictator, he got permission from the parliament, who my guess is they were too scared to say otherwise. Then Russia sent another 10,000 troops into Ukrainian territory occupied by separatists. So, these separatists, they were already there. They were either planted there. This was something that was designed so the trouble could start from within. You know, in the olden days, it was, okay, we are going to come to your border, then we are going to break your wall, and then we are going to move in. That's not the way it's done anymore. The way it's done is you have separatists, or you have terrorists, or you have other, you know, factions that are a part of the enemy, and they are within the territory that is under the targeted territory, which means in America, we can't keep our guard down when it comes to who's in our country and what sort of skirmishes or things. You know, already, if you notice, we have a lot of fires we're putting out with crime, with discontent, with, you know, threat of civil war, you know, and you just kind of wonder, is there another power that's orchestrating a lot of this? So 6,000 troops went to Donetsk, 5,000 Luhansk, 1,500 to Horlovica, and the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline right now has been, I guess, temporarily stopped until further notice. We'll talk about that, too. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day in the Dr. Dahlia Show, but taking your questions and comments at 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the New York Times had published a piece that when the CDC gave us their data on boosters a couple weeks ago, they failed to also disclose a whole bunch of other data. And when the CDC was asked about it, it was their you know, defense was, look, we didn't want the data misinterpreted. And so this became very, very concerning because remember I told you guys how was it in Scotland? They chose to do the same thing. They said, look, we're not going to release everything because people are going to misinterpret it. So that, you know, to a non, you know, public health official, a non-doctor, it makes the public think, okay, wait a second here. You know, they're hiding something, or their numbers don't fit the narrative. For those of us in medicine and public health, we understand how there sometimes is a choreography in terms of the data, because we've had patients completely freak out. I told you I had a patient who had a mass in his lung, And he said, you know, I might as well just, you know, load up the gun. And I'm like, no, because this could be a fungal ball. This might not be a tumor. You know, and he's like, Doc, I'm looking at it right now. This, I'm a dead man. Well, it turned out it actually was fungus. I mean, it looked bad. I had pulled that out of my retroperitoneum, but I just didn't feel, I go, look, I'm not feeling it. I doubt this is cancer. And it turned out to be a fungal ball. So thank God he didn't kill himself because he thought he was about to get a, you know, horrible prognosis. And so we as physicians do want to make sure that people don't freak out about certain data or, you know, infer the wrong things. That those should never, never, though, translate into hiding something or withholding data. Because then what that means is you're cherry-picking your data. We're not allowed to do that in science. We're not allowed to do a study. And if it looks like most of the study didn't really come out, except for this small group of people, we aren't allowed to shave out all those other individuals just to show that that minute group of people, oh, wow, so look, it worked. We're not allowed to do that in science. So we're not really supposed to do that in public health. Now, I understand some people take it to the next limit level. Some people could freak out or panic. But I don't know if that's really what the CDC was worried about. I think what the CDC was worried about is blowback. And the data would be taken much more calmly if we didn't have the mandates. That's the mistake the government made. You know, if there were no mandates, if there was none of this, well, we're arresting you because you're trying to open up your restaurant, or, you know, you're not wearing a mask, or your kids can't go to school, or you can't now get a job or go to a restaurant because you're not wearing a mask, you're not vaccinated. If we didn't have all those vaccines, the CDC could have every week said, guys, here's the data, do what you want with it. Looks like the vaccines are working, you know, for this population, looks like maybe not so much for this population, but still providing protection. They could have weekly given the data and not have to worry about blowback and not have to worry about people panicking because they didn't, you know, do all these mandates and put all the country into a state that they never thought they would think America and its liberties would even allow. And so sadly, they have a lot of explaining to do. If any of the data comes out saying, look, you know, the vaccines might not be working that well. And look, we as doctors, we understand what's going on. The vaccine was designed for the wild type virus. We are 2.5 years past that. We have new strains. And just like the flu shot, we need updated shots. Of course the shot's not going to work as well. It might, you know, give you some baseline protection and it looks like it might be keeping us out of the hospitals. But I mean, we need to update the shot. That's not anything that you know, is that earth-shattering. But it might be if people are going to be saying, look, when can we get our updated shot? And the government's like, well, we still have all these other shots. We spent all this other money. We can't just throw those away. Nobody's going to want the old shot. And so, sadly, there's narratives and narratives and an election coming up and more narratives. And I think that's what's happening. So according to the New York Times, the CDC has admitted it is withholding large portions of COVID-19 data, including vaccine boosters. Why? We could misinterpret it. Kristen Nordland, a CDC spokesperson, said the reason for the slow release of data, they're not going to keep it completely from us, they're going to release it slowly, is, quote, basically at the end of the day, it's not ready for prime time. This is a CDC spokesperson, and that quote I got from New York Post. It's not ready for prime time, but mandates could be ready for prime time. These people threatened to lose their business licenses ready for prime time, but the data isn't. Uh-uh. If you're mandating, if people have gotten in trouble, if people have gotten thrown in jail, look at what's happening with the convoy right now. It's not ready for prime time because of the convoy. And because of everything going on, I think it is 1,050% ready for prime time. She also added that the CDC's, quote, priority when gathering any data is to ensure that it's accurate and actionable. So if the CDC, which mind you, right, if the CDC wants to make sure their data is accurate and actionable, then why do we still have all these actions that might not be based on accurate and actionable data? I mean, we are still on a plane, you know, forced to wear masks. Is that necessary? We still have in healthcare sectors vaccine mandates. And you know, again, I am pro-vaccine. I believe the vaccine does protect us. But when you have somebody that just died of anaphylaxis of the vaccine, and you still have, you know, this data coming in terms of adverse events, I think we as Americans have a right to know, especially when we're being forced to get it. People, oh, you're not being forced. You can always quit. Any person in the medical industry is forced. They can't go and work for another medical company unless that medical company decides to not help Medicare and Medicaid patients. But we didn't go into medicine to discriminate against those who are underserved and those who are older. We went into medicine to take care of all patients, not just rich. So you're basically telling those of us in healthcare that if we don't get the vaccine, and I'm vaccinated, but for those who haven't, they can't work in their trade. You can't do that if you are admitting that you want to make sure the data is accurate. Now, some of you are still like, I still don't get why this is a big deal. So among the data that has been collected but not made public is hospitalizations broken down by age, race, and vaccination status over the last year, as well as information on the effectiveness of booster shots. Hawaii is already mandating a booster for you to travel there. Certain universities are mandating boosters. Already certain hospitals are mandating boosters. So if the booster shot is ineffective to the degree that warrants a mandate, the mandate needs to go away. But they're going to be a little slow on the data. They're dragging their feet. Not cool. Not cool because people are losing jobs by the day. Plus, the hospitalizations and the numbers of the hospitalizations. We're getting pieces from all these news outlets, but we need to know from the CDC exactly what's going on. Are our kids at risk, and do we need to give them a three-shot series, especially when the CDC is still not ready to approve the three-dose series? Meaning, and then we heard that, you know, one FDA official, on a hot mic or who was taped without his knowing, saying, look, this is going to get approved because, you know, that's just what's going to happen. So, parents are worried. Schools need to know what's going on. Medical professionals need to know what's going on. And the CDC says it's not ready for prime time. This data was ready for prime time the second they got it. And we as Americans have a right to get the correct data, to know what the hell is going on. And this is just absolute BS. They said, well, the CDC released data on the effectiveness of boosters for adults younger than 65 2 weeks ago. It did not include full numbers on those between 18 and 49. So basically, if you're going to give us half-assed data, don't release the data. Or you need to have a disclaimer. I mean, thank God the New York Times broke the story. But then you need to have a disclaimer saying, look, guys, we're only giving you half the picture. When you say I'm releasing data, we're assuming that is the trove of all the data, raw data. Not, we cherry-picked. We only picked this, no. Oh, that's the biggest bunch of baloney. And no wonder you guys are ticked. No wonder you don't trust the government. So ready for prime time. Yeah, it's ready for prime time. The mandates, get rid of them. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal jury has now found Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Ryan guilty on all counts in the Ahmaud Arbery hate crimes case. The men pled not guilty to one count of interference of rights and attempted kidnapping. The McMichaels were each charged with using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm in relation to a federal crime of violence. The McMichaels and Ryan were already convicted in state court of murdering the 25-year-old black jogger and are serving life sentences. The McMichaels are also not given the possibility of parole. The U.S. will act with Germany to ensure the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline does not move forward if Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The statement came after German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said his country is moving to halt the multi-billion dollar pipeline, which was to provide Russian natural gas to Germany and other countries. This is USA Radio News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is now saying that his government still requires the use of emergency powers even after anti-mandate protesters were cleared from Ottawa over the weekend. Trudeau said the state of emergency is not over. There continues to be real concerns about the coming days, claiming that there's the possibility of some new blockades. Trudeau argued that the Emergencies Act invoked last week to quell record protests in the country is still necessary for law enforcement to respond to weeks of dangerous and unlawful activities. U.S. women's soccer stars have reached a $24 million settlement with the U.S. Soccer Federation following a lawsuit over unequal pay with men's players. The landmark settlement was announced years after a group of five women's national team players filed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint over inequality in pay and treatment. According to the terms of the settlement, U.S. Soccer will pay men and women at an equal rate in the future in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we told you last week, wholesale inflation surged 9.7%, and I think you and I have even seen higher prices. In fact, I was buying some tennis shoes yesterday, and they were up 40% from what I paid 2 years ago. And I mean, I understand things go up in price, but man, that's a lot. And now that we're entering, or we hope not to enter, but we might be drawn into Russia-Ukraine conflict, we've been talking a lot about what to do with our money. And it is American Savings Week, or America Saves Week, and I don't think it could come soon enough. We need to kind of talk about what we should do now with our money. And joining us is Aaron McCullen, Bank of America Head of Deposit Products, to talk about some tips and insights on what we could do right now for the near and far financial future. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. Thanks so much for having me.
Man, we definitely could use you right now. It is a scary time. You know, there's shrinkflation, there's regular inflation, fuel prices going up. You know, what advice can you give us?
Sure. There is absolutely a lot on Americans' minds, right? Whether it's the economy or personal issues or beliefs. But what I can tell you here is working with America Saves can definitely help you save for the future. So I don't know if you know this or not, but AmericaSaves.org is a nonprofit organization that encourages really Americans to save, to decrease their debt, and to help develop healthy financial habits. And we here at Bank of America, we are proud to partner with them in this endeavor.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I think they actually have February 21st to 25th America Saves Week. This is something that is now national, and it kind of, I guess, starts to highlight the fact that we might be in times that are tumultuous or volatile when it comes from money, but saving has always been paramount, no matter what. And so, you know, what sort of tips have you been giving people?
Yeah, and you've nailed it, right? So savings and prioritizing savings is definitely on the mind of all Americans. I mean, in a recent survey we did, 40% of Americans said that they met their savings goal last year. So that is 40%, which is phenomenal. And another 40% said they want to start saving for a goal. And again, that goal can be short-term or long-term. And there's a number of tips. The first thing to do, of course, is to open up a dedicated account just for saving and then really start adding money to it consistently. No amount is too big or too small. It's just important to start the habit.
And it's so true, because the question, you know, people have brought up, oh, especially, you know, since the Great Recession and you know, throughout the recent years, that look, you know, their paychecks are getting smaller, the inflation is going up, they can't afford to take out, you know, $20 or $50. So I tell them, then five, then 10. Just if you could squirrel away a little bit out of each, it does start to build up. You know,
you're
also
correct. I mean, yeah. Every little bit helps.
You know, Aaron, when I had, I have a Bank of America account. One thing I had done with my Bank of America account in college is they had a, I think at the time it was a Christmas fund, but Bank of America would on its own, would, if I asked it to, would actually take the money out each week or every 2 weeks for me. Does Bank of America still do that, where they can help you set up a savings plan?
Absolutely. So saving automatically is another great habit to form. And we do. We have a program here called Keep the Change. And what Keep the Change does is for every purchase you make on your debit card, it'll automatically round that dollar amount up to the nearest dollar and transfers it right into that dedicated account I mentioned before. So it is a great way to start to save.
Oh, my God, I love that. I was cleaning my son's room, and there were quarters and dimes and nickels all over the place. And, you know, he's like, Mom, I'm about to vacuum. And I'm like, no, don't vacuum. I'm like, we're going to pick up all the money. We have a change jar. I think that, you know, are you noticing a little difference between the boomers versus the Gen Xers versus the millennials and the Gen Zs? Are you noticing any sort of variability in terms of saving affinity and acclivity, or is there no, you know, kind of demographic sort of personality when it comes to saving?
Sure. No, we definitely do see a difference, and I believe my son's bedroom floor is probably a lot like yours. But with things like, you know, Keep the Change, so we know that the younger generations are very interested, of course, in digital technology. And like I said, Keep the Change is online, and as clients enroll, they can go ahead and we'll move the money automatically for them. Or even there's a couple other things as well. We have a digital experience called Life Plan, and what you can do is basically go on to this platform and establish a goal for yourself. So whether it's Christmas presents for December or a beach vacation in July, or even retirement, so something that might be much longer term, Life Plan is a great tool to help you get started.
I love it. We're speaking to Aaron McCullen, Bank of America head of deposit products. You know, one thing I have told people is, because of inflation and because of costs and because of supply chain, there's going to be an ebb and flow or a peak and trough of prices, even during inflation. And some people will text me saying, Dr. Dahlia, look, for some reason the price dropped. Well, the price dropped because maybe a shipment came in and they have more supply. And so the reason why we recommend saving is, you know, as we're going through these tumultuous economic times, at least you have that flexibility. If you do need to buy something when the price drops, you've saved that money, you've taken advantage of that. Am I kind of right with that, or am I, I don't know.
You absolutely are. And I mean, yeah, one of the things that I would recommend, right, is having that emergency account or that slush fund. So at times when things might cost a little more, you do have an account maybe that you've been saving in where you can, you know, dip into those funds, to help you along the way. And that is really what helps with long-term financial stability.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard safe balance. What is safe balance?
Yeah, so safe balance is it's actually a great account. It is a full-fledged checking account. And it is really geared towards students or clients who are new to banking. It offers all the features of digital banking that you can absolutely imagine. And there are no overdraft or non-sufficient fund fees in this account. So it is a great starter account for folks who are interested in starting to bank.
That's wonderful. Margaret from Henderson, Nevada is asking, what is an appropriate age for a child to have a bank account? How young should a child open up a bank account? That's a tough one.
Yeah, so this is a great question. We get it all the time, right? And what I would tell you is it's absolutely an individual choice between parent and child.
Of course.
But I find, especially with my three children, I have three boys, that starting them early and teaching them about the value of money and, you know, how to budget, how to save, those types of things are extremely, extremely important because they're going to carry that with them. And, of course, the parent is you know, one of the biggest motivators for our students and our youth these days.
Mm-hmm. So in the final minute, what other tips can you give our listeners?
Yeah, a couple of things, right? So one of the things we always encourage people to do here at Bank of America is to visit bettermoneyhabits.com. So Better Money Habits is an educational tool. It's online. It's a free resource. We work in partnership with the Khan Academy, and there is a wealth of information out there on savings, spending, how to save for retirement. I mean, the list goes on and on. So I would highly recommend folks to do that. Mm-hmm. Of course, come visit us here at the bank, or to learn more about America Saves, you can go to americasaves.org.
I love it. All right, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much, Dr. Dahlia. Have a great day.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana and vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I want to kind of relax, stretch, kind of regroup. Hopefully we don't get another COVID wave. But I am so sick of COVID. I am done. In fact, it's been kind of nice because even though I've been busy with telemedicine, it hasn't been every single patient COVID. You know, we're starting to be able to take care of some of the other medical issues that people have. And so I want that to happen because we have so much, there's so many other things out there besides COVID that we need to fix. Blood pressure. In fact, pediatric ER visits have skyrocketed because of injuries, eating disorders. Have we fixed those eating disorders? Do kids still have, you know, have our kids still messing around with drugs and you know, a lot of the things that sadly the pandemic might have induced? So one thing I think we've all learned, but we keep forgetting, and I'm just as guilty, is whenever one thing happens, there's usually 100 other things happening at the same time. The consequences, such as, you know, us in the fight to curb smoking. We have done a fantastic job getting people off smoking. However, all throughout the decades, as we've worked to do that, we have a new issue, obesity. And we kind of forgot that when people quit smoking, many of them were using smoking to keep their weight down. So some people on purpose. So we always have to realize that as we're doing one thing for one problem, we might be causing other problems. I hope we also kind of realize that as we move forward with the Russia-Ukraine conflict, you know, doing nothing could have consequences, doing something could have consequences. And a lot of times in you know, with public officials and politicians, what they do is they act for the here and now. But they don't realize that there's consequences of their actions. So, you know, I'm kind of here to help guide you guys and give you the latest of the information and not cherry picking. I'm not picking studies out. I'm not going to do, I mean, I'm giving you what the CDC gives me. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, what's going on. And while we're trying to relax and take a deep breath and get over the last COVID wave, Hong Kong is going the other way. Hong Kong is now ordering mandatory COVID-19 tests for all residents. Their entire population of 7.5 million people are going to be tested for COVID-19. Now, that's fascinating, and that is a huge undertaking. But the city's leader said they are grappling with the worst outbreak driven by the Omicron variant. So Omicron should have been done by now. It made its way through, you know, Africa, then Europe, then I thought it made its way through Asia, but maybe not. And so now Hong Kong is dealing with their worst outbreak. The population is going to actually be tested three times in March, according to Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam. She said testing capacity will be boosted to 1 million a day or more. Since we have a population of 7 million, testing will take about 7 days. Hong Kong has reported about 5,000 new daily infections since February 15th. Cases are overwhelming their healthcare system. Since the current surge began at the beginning of the year, the city has had 54,000 cases and 145 deaths. So they are literally testing the entire population. The order for citywide testing comes after mainland Chinese authorities dispatched epidemiologists, health workers, and other medical resources last week to help contain the outbreak. Hong Kong has largely aligned itself with mainland China's zero COVID-19 policy, which aims to totally stamp out outbreaks. Lockdowns of entire cities have been imposed, but they don't want to do that yet because they don't think it's realistic. She also denied that the central Chinese government is running things. She says, I reiterate that the central government never issued any instructions on our anti-epidemic work. The central government will offer support as needed or upon our request, but of course we will always exchange our views. So zero COVID-19 strategy means that Hong Kong authorities take measures such as locking down certain estates for mass testing when positive cases are detected, imposing quarantine requirements of travelers, ordering the shuttering of businesses. And now that their healthcare system is overwhelmed, well, that pinged the radar. So health officials said last week their hospitals were already at 90% capacity. Isolation facilities were full. People who test positive for the virus must either be admitted to a hospital or a quarantine facility. So you thought it was bad here in America. That's got to stink. Lam acknowledged on Tuesday that the city's isolation facilities were severely inadequate. They're working very hard with the full support of the central authorities. So, you know, things like banning dining after 6 p.m., closing businesses like gyms and bars, things like that. And I don't know if they get the additional help that, like, we got in America. But, like, Russia just reported another 135,000 cases, 796 deaths. UK, 41,000 new cases. Germany, 50,000. Italy, 60,000. Japan, 55,000. So I'm a little confused as to if this is the original Omicron. Is this baby Omicron? Is this the Omicron variant? They would tell us if so, but if they're not testing for that, my guess is that's what they're going to do now with Hong Kong. Plus, my guess is they're also going to acquire a lot of data. Now, the reason why people are freaked out that China ordered this is because people think China wants everybody's DNA. Like I said, I am sure they have access to, you know, our DNA anyway, but I think how Hong Kong wants to do this is anybody who is positive, they could then isolate. Now, they say they're going to test everybody three times, but my problem is a lot of these tests show up negative. So when somebody says, oh, yeah, I tested negative for COVID, that doesn't mean anything. So I get how if they test them sequentially, they might be able to pick it up. But I also believe there's many of us that just don't test positive. I tested negative for COVID three times, yet I had identical symptoms. Now, it could have just been I had rhinovirus or another virus, but dang, it lasted as long as long COVID seems to. So I might just not trigger those tests. Why? I don't know. The tests are supposed to be antigen specific. Maybe my body does not exhibit the antigen in the nose or the throat. Interestingly, one of my patients yesterday tested himself through his eye. I would not recommend that. But he took a swab of his eyelid and he tested positive. I'm not saying to do that, but we do know that COVID hangs out in the eyes. We're going to be talking about in the next hour how it hangs out in the testicles. So, you know, this is, it's a weird virus. This is so weird. And I wish I could, you know, give you guys more clarity of what the hell is going on. But seeing cases surge across the globe still, when we were kind of the last ones to get it, I guess we were not. You know? Now, Neil Cavuto got COVID twice. That's another thing. A lot of you said, well, I got it once, so that's it. Many of you are now COVID, you know, multiple COVID, awardees, where you've gotten it twice, maybe three times. And, that's not that shocking because of the COVID waves. But I am seeing people get COVID twice with this Omicron. Is it because it's a subvariant? Is it because Omicron doesn't give a damn and it'll hit you twice? Is it because it camps out in your body and hits you again? But sadly, I want COVID to be over. Trust me, I do. But I'm telling you right now, there are still surges in cases, multiple countries. Vietnam, 55,000 cases reported. Vietnam. And they have, you know... They're obviously a smaller country than us. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.